Exciting news for transfer pricing professionals. The 2022 edition of the OECD Transfer Pricing Guidelines for Multinational Enterprises and Tax Administrations debuts this week. Okay, so it's not exactly another Star Wars sequel or the latest chapter of Spider-Man, but let's face it, when you're in transfer pricing trouble, it's not Peter Parker or Luke Skywalker who's gonna save you now, is it? Boom! Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast, where we've been known to deliver a little fun along with essential transfer pricing updates. What's the latest on the OECD's global tax plan? Why is Poland reviewing its transfer pricing legislation? And what is in those new OECD guidelines anyway? Suspense is overrated. We're going to get right to it. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. You gotta hand it to the OECD. Its two-pillar global tax plan is pretty clever. To get the whole world to agree to it, the organization had to dangle a carrot that was irresistible to the US, i.e., the global minimum tax of 15%, and also one that would entice the EU, a bloc of 27 countries with an often opposing agenda, to the superpower across the pond. But pillar one sure did the trick. The proposal reallocates tax revenue generated by the world's digital giants based on where customers reside as opposed to where a company is physically located. Well played, OECD. Unfortunately, though, implementation isn't looking so seamless. While Pillar 2, that's the 15% global minimum tax, is gearing up for a 2023 debut, Pillar 1 is still under technical and legal development. The separate timelines mean problems for just about everyone, but especially for France's President Emmanuel Macron, who, given France's six-month bloc presidency, has to motivate a finicky group if he wants to get the unanimous buy-in the EU needs. Sweden, Estonia, Malta, and Bulgaria have already warned that having Pillar 2 in full swing by 2023 is just too soon. Add to that, Estonia, Malta, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Poland plan to implement the global minimum tax only if and when Pillar 1 is ready to go. European finance ministers will meet in Brussels this week to discuss implementation with President Macron. And while the results of the meeting are anybody's guess, we do know one thing for sure. President Macron has his work cut out for him. As every transfer pricing executive and tax authority knows, when it comes to transfer pricing, there's one Bible we honor. That's the OECD Transfer Pricing Guidelines for Multinational Enterprises and Tax Administrations. But the latest version, released all the way back in 2017, is so yesterday. Well, good news. This week, January 20th, 2022, to be exact, the OECD will release 2022's Transfer Pricing Guidelines, an updated version of the continuously evolving transfer pricing doctrine. The book is a go-to for taxpayers and tax authorities who need guidance on how to apply the arm's-length principle in the simplest and most complicated related party transactions. This new 659-page guide does you even better. It promises new guidance on applying the transactional profit method, financial transactions, and for tax authorities, how to approach transactions involving hard-to-value intangibles guidance, which incidentally we'd call invaluable. While the world has been looking outward Focused on a global tax plan, Poland's Ministry of Finance has been looking in, evaluating its transfer pricing legislation through a project known as Strengthening the Transfer Pricing Legal System Against Tax Evasive Behavior. The program, which is slated to take 2 years and includes weigh-in from OECD experts, members of the European Commission, and tax authorities from the UK, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the US, will examine Poland's transfer pricing laws and propose changes to keep legislation on the tax avoidance prevention track. While legislative reforms aren't necessarily known to be the best interest of multinational companies, in this case they could be. Poland's more recently adopted transfer pricing legislation has been criticized for increasing compliance burdens and causing double taxation for many M&Es. And this group's deep dive into Poland's transfer pricing laws could potentially change all that. Right now, the plan is to look at what works well in other countries, examine Poland's transfer pricing risk assessment reporting, and workshop to analyze real-life, though for now unnamed, transfer pricing issues. So if Poland is going to such efforts to ensure its transfer pricing legislation prevents tax avoidance and evasion, don't you think it's going to expect multinationals to return the favor? And would you look at that? Now you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing, feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, you're going to love the other shows in Cross-Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's The Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, The Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's The Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Marilyn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week.